Welcome, curious minds, to a deep dive into something, well, really compelling and ambitious today.
We're looking at Iran's big push into artificial intelligence.
Yeah, aiming to become a global AI powerhouse. It's a story with some surprising twists and a very deliberate plan.
Absolutely. Our sources paint a picture of a pretty detailed strategic roadmap. They're blending, you know, significant investment with homegrown innovation.
Creating this sort of hidden tech hub in the Middle East, despite facing some major global headwinds.
Exactly.
So our mission for you today, let's unpack their main vision, pull out some of those really unexpected facts, and try to understand how Iran plans to crack the top 10 AI powers by 2032.
It's definitely a bold path they're charting.
Okay, so let's start with that national vision. The investment scale is something else.
Yeah, the National AI Roadmap, it got approved May 18th, 2025. Pretty strong backing, too. 187 out of 227 parliamentary votes.
That's quite decisive. And the goal? Top 10 by 2032.
That's the target. And they're putting serious money behind it, an $8 billion investment commitment.
Wow, $8 billion. You know, for a country under sanctions, that is, that's an extraordinary level of national commitment, isn't it?
It really signals AI as a top-tier priority, right up there with, say, defense or energy.
And it's not just about research. They want it deeply integrated.
Right. The plan is to get AI into 45% of key industries. Think healthcare, agriculture, transportation.
Uh-huh.
And they're aiming for it to contribute about 12% to their GDP eventually.
They're also talking about sovereign infrastructure. What does that actually mean on the ground?
It means building their own ecosystem, basically,
okay,
from the ground up.
Yeah.
Hardware, software, the whole lot.
Okay.
So they launched a national AI organization. That was back in July 2024. It oversees this new open source AI platform.
Open source. Interesting. When's that rolling out?
Well, they showed a prototype in March 2025, and the plan is for a public release by March 2026.
And crucially, it's designed to work offline.
Yes, that's a key strategic point.
Mm.
It insulates their AI from, you know, external network issues or disruptions, ensures data sovereignty.
And to power all this, they need computing muscle.
Exactly. Three dedicated GPU farms are set to launch by July 2025.
So GPU farms, basically massive data centers packed with graphics cards for AI training.
That's it. Essential for handling the heavy lifting involved in training large AI models.
Now, money and hardware are one thing, but you need people.
Mm.
Talent.
And that's where Iran has a surprising strength, actually. They produce around 335,000 STEM graduates every year.
335,000, that puts them fifth globally, right?
Yeah, fifth globally. Ahead of many countries you might think of as tech leaders, it creates this huge potential AI talent pool.
And the quality is there, too.
Seems so. Sharif University of Technology, for example, ranks second in West Asia for AI publications. Solid academic credentials.
And that feeds into a pretty ambitious training goal.
Hugely ambitious. The target is to train 600,000 AI specialists by 2031.
600,000, really building that internal pipeline.
Definitely.
So, okay, you've got the graduates, the training. Where does this expertise actually go? Are we seeing innovative startups?
We are, yeah. The sources show a thriving AI startup scene. About 85 startups in 2025, which ranks them fourth in the region by company count.
And not just quantity, but interesting applications too.
Very specific, locally focused stuff. Take the Arbane AI Assistant.
Okay.
It guides millions of pilgrims during the Arbane Trek. Real-time navigation, cultural tips, all in Persian on their local platform, Bale.
Wow, very tailored.
Or the Deen Deen platform, developed by the Qom Seminary, using advanced Persian language processing NLP for complex religious questions.
So AI understanding Persian nuances for religious texts, that's unique.
It really shows that local innovation, global impact idea, but tailored very specifically.
Right, but it can't all be smooth sailing. They face some serious hurdles, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. International sanctions are a big one, limiting access to cutting-edge GPUs and global AI models.
Yeah, getting those high-end chips is tough.
And then there's brain drain. Reports suggest around 180,000 professionals leave the country annually. That's a significant loss of talent.
Oof, that's substantial. Yet the narrative seems to be one of resilience.
It really is. It's almost like these pressures are forcing innovation, pushing them towards self-reliance.
Like the homegrown AI platform and those GPU farms we mentioned.
Exactly, reducing that dependence on foreign tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the National Information Network, the NIN.
Their internal network.
Right. It minimizes reliance on the global internet and enables these offline-ready platforms like Bailad, a navigation app.
Which has, what, 1.2 million downloads already?
Yeah, filling gaps left by global tech giants, effectively.
So all this activity, what does the market look like? and investment.
It's growing fast, from a small base, valued at about $5.5 million in 2023.
Okay.
But it's projected to hit $32 million by 2032. That's a compound annual growth rate around 21.6%.
Pretty rapid growth and potential beyond that.
Some projections suggest the market could reach $10 billion by 2030, though that seems, you know, quite optimistic perhaps.
Still, it's attracting some foreign interest.
It seems so. There was $25.5 million in foreign investment into Pardis Technology Park noted in the sources.
A signal of opportunity, maybe high risk, but potential high reward for some.
Exactly. It's a space to watch for sure.
So wrapping this up, the key takeaways really seem to be Iran's sheer ambition. Coupled with this determined resilience, they're building a self-reliant AI ecosystem against the odds.
Absolutely. You see them clearly emerging as, well, maybe a rising star. Leveraging their academic strengths and that focus on local needs, even with all the external pressures.
It's quite the story. So a final thought for you, our listener. Given Iran's very specific focus on sovereign, localized AI platforms that work offline, tailored cultural apps, which AI sector do you think holds the most promise for them, maybe even globally? Is it health tech adapted for regional needs, or perhaps this kind of specialized cultural AI we saw examples of? Something to ponder.